Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
This is a News.com newsflash.
FBI Director Christopher Wray is sounding the alarm over China's cyber attacks aimed at the United States reaching a fever pitch. Wray said the country's attempts to embed harmful software into computer networks pose a significant threat to United States infrastructure and demand proactive measures, News.com has learned. After participating in the Munich Security Conference in Germany on Sunday, February 18, Wray expressed concern over the fact that strategic placement of malware by infiltrators in Beijing had risen to a scale greater than we'd seen before, the Wall Street Journal reported. The FBI director highlighted the agency's recent successes in disrupting a hacking network codenamed Volt Typhoon, which targeted the U.S. electricity and water supply. News.com reported at the end of January that the U.S. feared this campaign might disrupt the 2024 presidential elections after it successfully compromised thousands of internet-connected devices. But Wray called Volt Typhoon merely the tip of the iceberg, and one of many such efforts by the Chinese, underscoring the multifaceted nature of the country's efforts to penetrate U.S. networks. He went on to say that these infiltrators were inserting offensive weapons within our critical infrastructure poised to attack whenever Beijing decides the time is right, according to the journal. During the conference, on Thursday, February 15, Wray warned political leaders and intelligence officials that these adversaries were growing more sophisticated and dangerous every day using tools like artificial intelligence. According to the director, China's hacking program is larger than every other major nation's, combined. The cyber threat posed by the Chinese government is massive, he said. But the PRC cyber threat is made even more harmful by the way the Chinese government combines cyber means with traditional espionage and economic espionage, foreign malign influence, election interference, and transnational repression, he continued. In other words, the CCP is throwing its whole government at undermining the security of the rule of law world. Wray said the agency has been monitoring such threats for years, and while they are certainly not anything new, he said that these days, it's reached something closer to a fever pitch. He noted that China was not the only country posing these threats. Russia, Iran, and North Korea have also attempted to infiltrate the U.S. via cyber attacks. We can make joint use of our collective expertise, capabilities, and authorities, he said, concluding his speech on Thursday. And we should remember and capitalize on what sets us apart from our adversaries: our mutual trust, our shared values, and our desire to work together to keep people safe. That is how we're going to stay ahead of the cyber threat.
Knowledge.
Knowledge.
Unfiltered.
Unfiltered.
News.com.
News.com.
News.com.